Welcome to Rhema for Today.
I remember one church I pastored. One of the ladies of my church came to the parsonage one day, knocked on the door just a weeping and a crying, wanting help. Well, we're there to help if we can, you know. We want to help everybody and everyone. Particularly, you know, the pastor has the oversight of that particular sheepfold, and he's interested in them. And oh, this dear lady is just distraught. She's just almost in hysterics. She's a-reaching up in the sky like she's a-reaching after something. Brother, my God, Brother Hagin, you got to help me. Well, I said, I will if I can, sister. I've been praying all night long. Anytime they get that whine in the voice, you got them located. They're living in no man's land.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching on the believer's authority. More next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
All the power of the enemy. I think some folks thought he said over half of the power of the enemy. And they're not even taking advantage of half of it. But he didn't say over half of the power of the enemy. He said over all the power of the enemy. Over every bit of the power of the enemy. The church should be triumphant over all the power of the enemy. But too much of the time the enemy is dominating them instead of them dominating the enemy. Are you listening to me? Well, thank God these things belong to us. They're ours. When are we going to start believing them? When are we going to start acting like it's so? Why not believe what the Bible said? Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. If we'll start believing that, we'll start acting like it's so. That's the reason I know folks don't believe, because they don't act like it's so. If they believed it, they'd act like it's so. And when we start believing that and start acting like it's so, then we're going to step out into a boldness and into a majesty of dominion and reigning in this life by Christ Jesus that we've never enjoyed before. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now we know that God's greater than all. Jesus said, my Father is greater than all. He is. We know that the Son of God was manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. And you know what? He's come to dwell in us. By the power of the Holy Ghost, he indwells us. Jesus said, my Father and I will come and make our abode with you. Another translation I like says, my Father and I will come and make our home with you. We're going to come and live with you. That's what we're going to do. We're going to come and live with you. And then over, you see, as we come on in after the New Testament church was born and we come into the epistles that are written to the church, then Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, said, what, know ye not that your bodies are the temple of God, the temple of the Holy Ghost? And then in 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, he said, again, speaks about our bodies being the temple of the Holy Ghost. He said, for God has said, what did God say? I'll dwell in them. I'll live in them. Another translation said, I'll be at home in them. That's where I'll abide. That's where I'm going to live. Where's God live? See, too many times folks trying to get a hold of him. They don't believe he's here. Some folks even sing. I've heard them go to church in Pentecostal circles and sing, come by here, Lord, come by here. Well, that meant they didn't believe he is there. They was trying to get him to come by. Come by here, Lord, come by here. No, he's here, praise God. He's here, praise the Lord Jesus. See, we need to wake up and start living in the present tense and in the rights and in the privileges of what belongs to us now. Glory to God. And that's when we'll begin to dominate. And that's when we'll have the mastery that belongs to us. And we'll exercise it and use it and enter into it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, too many times, the Christian, even the Spirit-filled Christian, is bowed down, broken beneath the weight of sin and the powers of darkness, when if they just knew the truth, they'd rise up like a mighty giant and the devil would run from them. I remember one church I pastored. One of the ladies of my church came to the parsonage one day, knocked on the door just a weeping and a crying, wanting help. Well, we are there to help if we can, you know. We want to help everybody and everyone. Particularly, you know, the pastor has the oversight of that particular sheepfold and he's interested in them. And oh, this dear lady is just distraught. She's just almost in hysterics. She's a-reaching up in the sky like she's a-reaching after something. Brother, my God, Brother Hagin, you got to help me. Well, I said, I will if I can, sister. I've been praying all night long. Anytime they get that whine in the voice, you got them located. They're living in no man's land, where Satan can enter into the innermost council and God can't help them. Oh, I've been a-praying all night long. I've been trying to get a hold of him. You're going to have to help me. I can't get a hold of God. Well, I said, sit down here on the couch and let's talk about it. I said, you're trying to get a hold of him? Yeah. I meant what she meant by that expression, get a hold of him, get in contact with him, you know. Well, I said, first of all, where is he? Huh? I said, before we'll be able to get a hold of him or contact him, let's find out where he is. You know, just where is he anyhow? Well, said, he's up in heaven. I said, I know that. But yet, right on the other hand, I said, Jesus said, my Father and I will come and make our abode with you. We'll live with you. And I said, in the person of the Holy Spirit of God, the third person of the Godhead, through him and in him, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost is living in you. And you see it says right here, 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That truth dawned out on that woman. She began to see it. You see, and her tears faded away. And instead of her face being so sad and her looking so forlorn and forsaken, thinking, you know, he's gone. I can't get a hold of him. I'm trying to get a hold of him. I'm trying to touch God. Well, she said, he is in me, isn't he? All the time I was a-crying and a-hollering. He's right there all the time, wondering what she acting a fool for. Amen. 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 I said to her, well, yeah, but Brother Hagin, why do I feel like I do? I said, I want to ask you a question. What if you come over here to the parsonage this morning? My wife opened the door, let you in, said, Brother Hagin's right there, just right there in the living room. Just go right on in. And I just sat here and never paid a bit of attention to you. You talked to me and I never said a word. I said, wouldn't you start feeling bad? I said, no wonder you feel bad. Because I said, the Spirit of God within you is grieved because you've ignored him. You paid no attention to him. You act like he's not even there. You act like God told a lie. All night long, you've just as good have been shouting at God, said, you old liar, I know you're my Father and I'm saved, all right, but you're a liar. Because I don't feel anything. He's not here and I'm trying to get him. And she looked up at me, and you know what? She didn't have to pray something down or preach something up or sing something down. She just jumped up and said, woo, glory to God. Said he's in there and he'd been in there all the time. And didn't even get to pray for her. Just went home and shouted. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because, you see, she began to believe the truth and began to practice the truth. I'll tell you, when you know the truth of God's word, you folks who have been having a trouble with the devil, you're always talking about how the devils are giving you a hard time. One lady stood up and testified in my church one time years ago, said, the devil's been after me all the week. Bless his holy name. I know she got her praise misplaced, but that's what she said. Just bragged on the devil right in the church, you know. But if you know the truth, oh, I'll tell you, I'm thrilled with this truth. I've been thrilled with it for many, many years. I've been thrilled with this truth. When you know the truth and you're walking in the light of life, you're walking in the light of the indwelling Spirit of God and the fullness of the Spirit. Well, I'll tell you, you don't have to be afraid of the devil. He won't get within 100 feet of you. He sees you coming, he'll run the other way. He said, boy, I don't want to meet that guy. Amen. I'll tell you one thing that this so thrills me about. You see, from the natural standpoint, I was born sick, and I never ran and played like other little children because I had a deformed heart, and I couldn't take up for myself. I couldn't fight, you know. If somebody jumped on me, even the girls could whip me. And I spent most of my life running. You know, a fellow ought to have enough sense. I didn't have enough sense. It took me a while, you know, to get whipped a few times. I'd try to fight, but then my heart wouldn't beat right, and I'd pass out and turn blue and black all over. The nurse at school would say, I thought we never were going to bring you around. I was unconscious one time an hour and a half, and several times 45 minutes unconscious. And the nurse, the school nurse said, I tell you, you turned almost as black as a black person all over. You see, my blood wasn't flowing right. And said, we just thought we never were going to revive you. Well, you don't want to run into that too many times, you know. And so these certain fellas, you know, that just tell you, you know, they delight. You know, the devil delights in running over weaklings.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's 4-CD set entitled Stirred Up to Pray. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Forget Not. Last but not least is Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book, Knowing What Belongs to Us. All these items are for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888 Faith 99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
The Kenneth Hagin Ministries and Rhema. We have our magazine that comes out about every 6 weeks. It's called The Word of Faith. And you can get this by going online and at the rhema.org and /WOF, and you can request a hard copy, or you can view it online and download it yourself.
Either one.
And you know, we do mail these out if they request it.
Yes.
I have a little here, heart to heart, in the beginning, you know, thankful thinking is. This is the one for October, November here.
Yes.
And then here's Craig, Let Go and Let God.
That's many faith building articles in it.
Yeah, here's all kinds of, there's our Living Faith Conference.
Tell us where we're going to be.
Tell us where we're going to be.
That's right. Yeah.
So we got all these things that we can talk about.
That's right. And seed thoughts, lots of things. You will enjoy the Word of Faith.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin on The Believer's Authority. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.